Good morning, it's 8:35. I'm Aaron Kimball with VPR News. This week, an exhibit opened at the Delmore Museum of Art in Springfield, Massachusetts, exploring some of the most infamous art forgery scandals of the century. It also delves into the minds of serial forgers. Called Intent to Deceive, the exhibit places masterpieces by Picasso and Matisse alongside examples of fakes that fooled some of the world's most revered experts. Many art forgers have been typecast in novels and films as cultural folk heroes, but as curator Colette Lowell points out, there were also criminals who wreaked havoc on the art world.
It has really struck a nerve on many levels. It's such an important issue because I think some people wrongly assume that forgery is a victimless crime, when in fact there are really broad and serious implications of the crime of forgery. And I say crime because it is a crime.
Lowell says the victims of art forgery are the artists whose work has been duplicated and the buyers who, in some cases, paid millions for the forged work. These famous fakes are on display at the Springfield Museum until the end of April. The Vermont House is expected to take up legislation expanding a popular program allowing property owners to generate their own electricity and sell some of it back to their utilities. State law now caps the amount of power a utility is expected to take under such arrangements at 4% of the company's peak power demand. The bill expected in the House on Wednesday and Thursday would expand that to 15%. And finally, the Vermont Arts Council has received $38,000 in grants to support a program that gives art experiences to low-income children and their families. The program is a partnership between Head Start programs and local arts organizations. It also provides professional development to Head Start classroom teachers.